today is?
No, what is today?
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Yes.
And that's why they had that on Good Morning America this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I didn't have an ugly Christmas sweater, so I just wore a red sweater since it's Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh.
So at least it's a Christmas sweater.
Cool. Cool. But that's not an ugly sweater. That's pretty...
I could have, like, decorated it with garland and stuff.
Yeah, there you go. That would have made
ugly.
It ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, so it's Friday, which means that we get to cover all the stuff that's in the news. And there's a lot of good stuff in the news.
So much. Okay, so I have some weird facts for
trivia,
you.
Trivia.
Some little trivia.
Yeah, in case you're playing Trivial Pursuit, these are questions you will not hear. So
Carl and I have been playing Scrabble. You know, talking about, I guess Alex posted something the other day about keeping your brain alert.
Right.
And,
we've been playing Scrabble for the past couple months just because we started playing it. Now it's like whenever we have a chance, we play.
And I was reading a book the other day and it had some really good words in it. So I texted Carl and I said, I now look at words in a different way.
Yeah. She looks at words that are worth. So we were playing the last game we played in Scrabble. Elisa kicked my butt. With three words back to back, one was a 54-point word, one was a 60-point word, and one was a 59-point word.
So I won that game.
She won that game. So
we should keep a tally of who wins, like keep a running tally.
Okay, Tony? That's a private joke.
Okay, so did you know that today more than 1 million boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese are sold daily?
I was shocked by that.
1 million boxes Kraft macaroni and cheese sold daily. No wonder our population is in trouble.
Yeah. 1 million boxes of Kraft. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a Freudian slip. Kraft macaroni and cheese. I've never liked macaroni and cheese. My mother never made macaroni and cheese for us when I was a kid. I don't think my mother ever made a bowl of macaroni and cheese. Now, she made pastina with a little Parmesan cheese in it. That was it.
When we were growing up, my mother worked outside of the home, so my sister and I did a lot of the cooking, and she bought things that we could cook because we were, you know, high school age.
Right.
So we did make that. Yeah. No. And that was something easy to make.
I guess it's it's, you know, and kids love macaroni and cheese for whatever reason. I don't know why, but kids like macaroni and cheese.
Okay. So in Canada, they buy more macaroni and cheese in Canada and they call it Kraft Dinner or KD for short in Canada.
Kraft Dinner.
And in the UK, it's referred to as cheesy pasta.
Yeah.
Also, I think it was last year, wasn't it last year that, 2013, two bloggers started a petition against Kraft because of the yellow dye. It's yellow 5 and yellow 6 dye that's in the Kraft macaroni
and cheese. Yeah, because just for the record, anybody who buys cheese and you buy milk, you know that you've never bought an orange or yellow container of milk. So you shouldn't be buying cheese that is orange or bright yellow because there's something added to it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bought, there was some cheese that Kerrygold milk, butter that's from grass-fed.
Yeah, Kerrygold, yeah.
I bought some raw.
Dubliner
raw milk cheese the other day. It was really good, but it was a cheddar and it was white. It wasn't orange.
It wasn't orange. It wasn't white. It was kind of an ivory color because when you condense the fat, it doesn't look white, like bleached out white.
And it has little like particles in it that you can taste.
But you know what I just thought of?
Crystallized.
Yeah, the salt. The salt gets crystallized. But you know what I just thought of? When I buy milk from my farmer, it's never really white.
No, it's not.
And depending on the time of the year, it could be a mild color of ivory because if the cows are getting a lot more carotenoids in the fast growing spring grass, then there's more of that in the milk. But how do they get milk that they sell at the store white?
I was just getting ready to ask you. Then how come the pasteurized milk is so white?
Yeah. Because I told you, I've told this story before on the air. When I had my alarm company, we were putting up cameras for a farmer that was out in someplace in Kentucky because they kept burglarizing one of his barns. And he was a dairy farmer. He told me a story that they put Clorox in the milk They buy, like, when the guys are bringing the milk to the depot.
You know what? I've heard someone, I don't know if it was you.
But
or...
they put it in the milk to kill any pathogens, to make sure that the pathogen low is low enough so that they could sell their milk. But what if the Clorox is also picking the milk white?
Well, was it you that talked about some people were taking milk to market?
Yeah, that's the story he told me.
And they sent them away.
They sent them away. They said the milk had too many pathogens in it. They sent them away with his big long truck full of milk. So he went down to the, you know, the Piggly Wiggly and bought a couple gallons of Clorox. He poured them into the milk and then he drove the truck for about 20 or 30 minutes so it would slosh around and get around in there. And he went back and they knew it was the same guy. Think about that. It's not like as though he went and refilled, you know, 500 gallons of milk in a half hour. He came right back and they tested it again. It was fine and they took the milk.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, back to the Kraft macaroni and cheese, just real quick. I just want to mention that one of the bloggers had put up on her website that, you know, she had a win against Kraft, that they were going to remove the dye. Well, according to what I read this morning, the company agreed to remove the dyes only from new recipes and not the old recipes. So if you guys know people that are eating it, it still has
still
the
in
dyes.
There. It's still in mm-hmm. there. All right, so where do we go next? Parmesan cheese?
Well, yeah, so I have this great recipe. You know, we were talking about bone broth and how we need to start making bone broth.
Right.
Well, I have a recipe for parm broth.
Parmesan.
Like from the rinds of Parmesan cheese.
Which you can get for free usually, or pretty close to free from any place that sells Parmesan cheese.
Right, and so what you would do is just make this Parmesan cheese broth with the rinds, and then you can add that to your beef bone broth or to your chicken stock or whatever to add a different flavor.
So it's just for flavor. Does it add any other health benefits or qualities?
Well, the recipe that I have calls for some olive oil, onion, garlic, thyme, a bay leaf, only one though. Carl, when we were making our turkey at Thanksgiving, he wanted to put more than one in the turkey and I wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
Bay leaf, parsley sprigs, black peppercorns, and you have it says optional dry white wine and Parmesan cheese rinds.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
So, and then you make this to add flavor to your chicken stock or your beef stock or whatever you have.
That sounds good. And I actually like the rinds. I like that hard, waxy part just to chew on sometimes.
I bet that tastes good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does.
I bet it does. And, you know, you can save the rinds, like, all year long and freeze them and then use them in the wintertime or whatever. And I have a recipe here. I know we don't eat pasta, but there was an interesting recipe that they used. They just poured that broth on top of some cappellini pasta,
mm-hmm.
and then they put an egg yolk on top of it and then sprinkled Parmesan cheese on it.
And then you smash up the egg. I've seen that done before. You mm-hmm. Let the egg yolk kind of coat the pasta. You know, there may be some hope for pasta. They're working, you know, these tapioca starch is now making its way into pasta.
Is it gluten-free?
Yeah, of course it's gluten-free. Yeah, it's not a grain.
Right, so I've seen that in Whole Foods they have some gluten-free ravioli.
Yeah, and I mean, it may be worth trying because it's not grain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously a starchy carbohydrate. I don't know what the glycemic index of tapioca is in general and what happens when they process it to make a flour out of it, but it definitely is worth looking into. You know, bone broth is so popular now that there apparently is a bone broth restaurant in New York.
Yes, a guy who is a chef. His name is Marco
Brodo.
Brodo means broth in Italian.
Oh, okay. I thought his name was Marco Brodo.
Marco
Canara.
Thank you. Right.
And Canara means guy who owns a bone broth restaurant in Italian.
Okay, so I read a blog about him, how he came to opening the bone broth. He has a restaurant in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he said for the first 20 years of his life, he drank caffeine, he smoked, he drank alcohol. He would counteract the effects of the night before drinking with caffeine in the morning. And before you know it, he found himself really sick.
Right.
And he says, being a manic chef ended up making me physically ill. I was stressed, overweight, depressed, and I felt like S-H-I-T all the time.
Okay. I wonder if you could spell the word and if it's still, because the kids right now are in the back of somebody's car going, Mom, she just spelled the curse word. You know, I wonder if I have to bleep that whole thing now.
Oh,
that's okay. Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that?
I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
So anyway, so then that he started to focus on his health.
Right.
And he learned about bone broth, mm-hmm. and he started drinking it himself. And now
being a chef, he probably makes great bone broth.
Some of his, he makes a beef broth with ginger in it.
Mm, that's for me. I love ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he opened up a restaurant dedicated to just bone broth, and it's called Brodo, and it's in New York. Let me see. I'm trying to see where it is, where it is in New York, but I can't get my computer.
I think it's like on
East in the East Village.
Which, too bad we were already up there. I would have loved to have stopped and
I know.
Tried it.
And interestingly enough, he talks about food. Let me see. It says his food pioneer, Sally Fallon Morell's latest book is called Nourishing Broth. I'm just looking at it. So the bottom line is that bone broth is becoming a big deal. So those of you who are looking for opportunities in 2015 in your hometown, maybe you need to open up a bone broth restaurant.
So he offers three broths, grass-fed beef infused with ginger, organic chicken, and earth broth.
And, you know, think about this. Bones. I mean, who's using bones today, right? The butchers are throwing them away. So you probably can get your product, the ingredients for your product pretty cheaply.
You can choose add-ons that boost both flavor and nutrition, like fermented beet K-V-A-S-S, whatever that is.
Kvass. I think that's Russian. That's something. I think that's a Russian ingredient. I'm trying to think what that is. Go ahead.
Spicy Calabrian chicken oil and fresh grated turmeric.
Yeah, it sounds great.
He's going to add a vegetarian broth next, made with veggies, seaweed, and dried mushrooms, and possibly a seafood broth later.
Remind me to tell you about an exchange with a professor from the University of Colorado in Boulder that I had on LinkedIn the past 2 days. It's really, really interesting because it speaks to this whole vegetarian thing, okay? Just remind me later if we need something, okay?
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We shall return. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the best day. Do you know, I was talking to Con Santori Davison, which is, he's part of the Superhuman Radio Mind Trust. And anytime I have an idea, I bounce it off of Con, and he says, Carl, stop it and get back to work. But anyway, and you know what he told me? The two shows that he listens to always, the Blueprint Power Hour and Casual Friday.
Thank you, Con.
See? There you go.
Okay, so your story about LinkedIn.
Oh, so, you know, so I'm trying to get more publicity for the radio show. So I joined LinkedIn and I started promoting the show on LinkedIn and I started commenting on different health and wellness issues. And a woman posted a study about 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day could stave off Alzheimer's disease. This is an old study that's been recirculated. And so I had some opinions about that. And this professor
you
from...
You have opinions?
Yeah, me, right? Go figure. And so this professor from Colorado State at Boulder named Randy Johnson. He's not even a professor. He's just an instructor, actually. I'm giving him a pay grade increase by calling him a professor. He's an instructor. He and I have gotten into it on this one thread because he came out and posted something by a bunch of physicians saying that eggs are dangerous to eat and serve no purpose in the human diet. And that's all I had to read. You know that, right?
Right.
And so at first I started being very, very kind to him and saying, I disagree with this. Why do you disagree with it? I said, well, you know, he said, did you look at the studies that were referenced? I says, looking at the studies that are referenced is meaningless. You have to read the studies. Quite often there's information that's left out of the press releases and the abstracts that really have more gravity about the discussion than just what's in the press release and the abstract. And so he told me that eggs serve no purpose. Eating eggs serves no purpose. I'm just paraphrasing, just in case he's tuning in. And from a spiritual base, I thought, oh, okay. So this is ideologically driven meal templates. And so I said to him, anytime you use ideology instead of biology to choose foods, you're making a big mistake. And that was it for him. So he came back. And at one point in time, he said in one of the posts that I choose to be uninformed. Me, uninformed. 10 years I've been talking to the brightest minds in science, not fringe scientists. Scientists.
Did you say this to him?
No, of course not. He doesn't know who I am. And so I just said to him, I take offense with your pompous statement that I am uninformed. I'm not uninformed. And quite frankly, it's you that's uninformed because you're making decisions driven from fantasy of ideology that have nothing to do. And I says, what you're practicing is scientism, not science. I mean, it went back and forth. But the point is, this guy is in the business school there at the University of Colorado Boulder, but he's also teaching nutritional information as well from a standpoint of being a vegetarian.
Who's he teaching it to?
I don't know. I didn't look at his curriculum vitae completely, but as soon as I saw his profile on his website, it says right here, Randy's research interests pertain to human health, environmental and ethical consequences associated with production and consumption of animal products and other processed foods. And so human health and ethical treatment of animals, those are two separate, those do not operate in the same hemisphere. So in other words, if you want to be kind to animals, you're not going to eat animal protein, and hence you're not going to be eating foods that we were, from an evolutionary perspective, genetically designed to eat. So he's parting with science, and he's teaching what's known as scientism. And he called me a carnivist because I eat meat. Like that's some sort of a bad word. And I put in one of the posts, "Ooh, I'm the boogeyman."
Well, but the thing is he chooses to eat the way he chooses to eat.
Yeah.
And you choose to eat meat. That's your choice.
And I even said that. I said in one of the posts, I says, "Randy, this is an area, I guess, where we will both have to agree to disagree." That's when he came back and said that I am conveniently uninformed. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, meanwhile, guess what he teaches at the University of Colorado?
What?
Accounting.
Interesting.
So I say stick to the numbers, Randy.
Okay. So moving on. The Measure 92 in Oregon.
This was very depressing for me.
So they tried... But on Tuesday, they went to court in a final attempt to have 4,600 uncounted ballots opened and counted for the race. But the judge agreed that leaving thousands of ballots uncounted in this election would cause irreparable harm to those voters and to the Measure 92.
So basically, even if you do vote, it doesn't matter.
Well,
basically,
what happened was... He said that, I mean, these voters had sent them in on time. They were signed like they were supposed to be, but he wouldn't allow them in to the race.
How convenient. How convenient. So Monsanto wins again.
Yep.
And even though, I mean, heroic efforts were made to get all the votes counted, heroic efforts, and this judge threw all those efforts out.
Yes.
Shame on him. And you know what? One of his grandchildren will get sickened by eating genetically modified foods, but he'll be told by the medical orthodoxy that it had nothing to do with the foods. I mean, this is just insanity that's going on right now. It really is.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like every day something, you hear something else about this type of thing, and it just makes you wonder, like, how come we're not supposed to know what's in our food? How come the government tells the school children what they can and cannot eat? I mean, every day it's like a pile on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and this leads back to the discussion about the government's involvement with all of this. You know, and which I know you're going to talk about in the next school and when we talk about no bugs, no more food, no more bugs, no more food.
Well, in a school, this is near where Monsanto is.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis.
Okay.
It's a smaller town. I was trying to find the name of the town, but it's a smaller town outside of, it's in the home state.
Right.
Anyway, but
right.
Anyway, they're teaching.
In the science books.
In their science books, they're talking about...
They're extolling the benefits of genetically modified foods and how they suppress bugs, and therefore there'll be more food. So they're teaching these kids now that this technology of GMO is actually good. And I think the jury is still out on this.
It's sixth graders, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, this is what's wrong with our country, because we start brainwashing kids early on. So they just become little marching lemmings. And, you know, there are enough people who don't like GMOs that I don't understand why more parents aren't enraged about this.
The book includes the following statements about genetically engineered crops. They can produce more food. They have more nutrients. They fight disease and insects. And they need fewer chemical pesticides.
And those are patently untrue. They need more pesticides and more herbicides. They do not kill bugs, because the bugs mutate into stronger versions of themselves. They do not possess more nutrients. That's been proven. Look, I don't care what side of this discussion you stand on. They don't produce more nutrients than organic foods. If anything, it's the same. Some people say organics are better, but let's give them that one. They don't produce more. They are the same. I mean, these are patent lies in a textbook, brainwashing little kids. That's what they're doing.
Well, and then the teacher even got in on it by writing in on the answer section. She wrote in, "No bugs, more food." That's what the teacher wrote in on it.
Yeah, shame, 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 shame. It's a shame. I mean, we're breeding people who really won't get it. They're just going to march down the path of illness. And I'll tell you something. In the past, this American government has condoned and still condones the use of tobacco products, which cause cancer. Argue with what you want about if people's right to smoke or whatever. That doesn't matter. The government gets $5 out of every pack of cigarettes that they sell, 400 deaths a year associated with those cigarettes. So the government makes money on the death of Americans. There is no way to disconnect those facts, okay? Why can't we, when will we be able to penalize the government for doing things that harm Americans? When? So everybody's getting behind, and if we could talk about this on the way out of the, when we come back from the break, Mike Pompeo is at it again.
Yes.
You know, what I want to see, Mike Pompeo say, I will pledge all of my belongings, my home, my wealth that I can't transfer to my children someday, my life insurance policy when I die and it gets paid off, to paying the families if I'm wrong, if genetically modified foods turn out to be bad for us. And where is the government stepping up and saying, if we're wrong about this, we're going to give everybody money, don't worry about it. No. The problem is, these people who make these choices on our behalf, they don't indemnify us against their mistakes.
Well, speaking of the government, I just want to mention, you interviewed the melatonin doctor this week.
Yeah, Dr. Russell Ryder.
Russell Ryder.
One of the most respected doctors in the world.
And he talked about how melatonin helps.
Could be a viable treatment for Ebola. And he even has gone to his own expense of sending pure melatonin powder to West Africa. They won't try it.
And the government has refused to look at any of the information that they presented to, was it the National Health Institute?
National Institute of Health. No, everybody poo-pooed it. They were like, oh.
But not only the doctors here in the U.S., but there are doctors in the U.K. who have done
the same research.
Different testing, but came up with the same results.
Conclusions, right.
And no one's looking at their research either.
No, because there's $8 billion of yours and my hard earned paid taxes to give to pharmaceutical companies to make a miracle vaccine for Ebola. Remember, a disease that has only killed 47 people a year since its discovery.
And speaking of vaccines, I'm going to be like one of your guests and just keep talking through the music.
Yeah.
And speaking of vaccines, you know, we just talked about last week how they're not effective.
Look at the flu.
They're not effective with the flu this year. The CDC even admitted to it. And then this morning when I was on the treadmill looking at some morning show, and they were talking about how everybody needs to get flu shots in Kentucky because it's
even though they don't work.
Because the flu is so bad this year.
Well, you know why? Because they got to sell those flu vaccines. So help them out. Take one. Yeah, right. All right, we'll be right back.
Take it.
benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know who really makes me mad?
Who?
Mike Pompeo.
He's pompous.
And you know, he has a Twitter account.
Yes, I think everyone should go to Twitter and just bombard him with tweets about how
him being a shill, him being a shill for the GMO movement. We know what he's up to. I mean, this guy is really a piece of the word that Elisa spelled earlier. Just go back and listen to her spell it again. He really is. I mean, he's horrible. You know, he sent out a letter to all his colleagues because they're trying to. He sponsored a bill called H.R. 4432, which he called the Keep Food Safe and Affordable Act. But other people are calling it the Dark Act. Deny Americans the right to know.
He's saying that it's going to cost billions of dollars for companies, or millions of dollars for companies to label what's in there. He's saying, don't assume companies, this is one of his tweets, don't assume companies could simply remove the GMO ingredients from their products. Availability of non-GMO crops is limited.
So big deal. So big deal. So what if the crops had, name a powerful poison. What if they had cyanide in them? What are we going to do? Well, we know we got to keep making food with cyanide in it for a little while longer.
Guess who they had testify yesterday?
Who?
I think it was yesterday. Thomas Dempsey Jr. He's the president and CEO of Snack Food Association.
Yeah, snack food.
Snack food.
Yeah, crap food. Crap food. Another four-letter word that means snack. So here's what he said. Just a few weeks ago, we gathered to honor Norman Borlaug with a statue in the United States Capitol. Could you imagine this? I bet you Monsanto paid for it. Mr. Borlaug was quite appropriately known as the man who saved a billion lives for his pioneering work using biotech to feed a hungry and growing world. This is the greatest atrocity I've ever seen, probably of my life, that I will see. Virtually every serious medical and scientific organization, such as the U.S. National Academy of Science, the British Royal Society, and the World Health Organization, have stated that these life-saving technologies pose no danger to human health. Then I say they indemnify those statements. That I say that if we've proved that they are, whether it's 10 years from now or 50 years from now, the people at those companies at the time go to jail. See, here's the problem with this. Slime buckets like Mike Pompeo and the people who work for these organizations that make decisions on behalf of other people, right?
Yes.
Never get punished when they hurt people. Never get punished when they harm people. Never get punished when they shorten people's lives. Nobody ever went back to Monsanto, Merck, for instance, after they killed 50 plus thousand Americans with Vioxx and said, somebody needs to go to jail for this. These organizations and these companies are so big that they operate above the law. Make no bones about it. Laws are for people like us, not for them. There are so many well-done studies that show that there may be a threat from GMOs, yet people like Mike Pompeo say unabashedly, no, they're fine, you should eat them. And I want him to be the first one to go to jail when they find out something is wrong with them, and they will. Now, whether or not the World Health Organization will change their position, of course they won't. Just look at tobacco today. Oh, it's bad. It kills 400,000 people a year, but keep smoking. Give us the $5 a pack. So you know what? This means nothing to me. This just means that more of the non-superhumans are going to be poisoned and unhealthy in decades to come. Be prepared to bear the burden of their bad decisions financially by paying more for medical insurance and taxes.
It's getting harder and harder, though, to know what's in our food because of cross-pollination and things of that nature.
Well, I don't eat corn at all, so I'm not worried about the crops of corn being cross-pollinated, number one.
And wheat.
And now I don't eat wheat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that anymore. And the rest of this stuff, 90% of the stuff that I eat, I get from a farmer, one or the other. So I know where that stuff's coming from.
Just real quick, by the way, his Twitter account is at Rep Mike Pompeo, P-O-M-P-E-O, if you guys want to tweet him anything.
I'm going to tweet him and say, if you're wrong about GMOs, will you submit yourself to prison? If one study proves that you're wrong about GMOs, will you turn yourself in and take a sentence of 50 years?
Well,
I'm going to tweet him that.
You know the answer to that.
No, he's going to say yes. He's going to say, yeah, I will. That's what he's going to say.
Okay, so on the Trader Joe's company website, they state that there are no genetically modified ingredients in their private label products. So GMO-free USA took a package of their, just one package, of their Trader Joe's salted tortilla chips.
Perfect choice because it's corn.
Made with stone ground corn,
right.
Yellow corn, and they tested it for GMOs. And it contained approximately 1% GMO.
Yeah.
And under the GMO-free labeling, you're allowed to say that it's GMO-free. The non-GMO project standard allows for up to 0.9% of GMO contamination.
So they went over the limit by 0.1%. If they had 1%, that's 0.9% is just under 1%. So if they had 1%, they went over.
Well, they don't have GMO free on the, but they just state that on their website.
Oh, I got
But my point is, gotcha. is that all other products are supposed to be GMO free and they're not. That had 1% in
okay,
it.
But here's what you really should be taking away from this, right? So I do believe that Trader Joe's is trying to be GMO free.
Oh, by the way, it mirrors the standards that are used for GMO labeling in the European Union.
Okay. But here's the takeaway that you should be getting from this. That the insidiousness of genetically modified foods is so strong that even when you strive to produce a GMO-free product, you can't. What you should take away from this is it's already too late to save corn. I predict that someday, maybe 100 years from now, when they discover that the genetically modified corn was so bad for us that they will have to destroy all corn, not just some corn, all of it. And guess who happens to have heirloom seeds in a time capsule in Antarctica?
Who?
Bill Gates.
Are you serious?
Google this. Google the time capsule that Bill Gates buried in Antarctica for the list of things he put in there. One of the things he put in there were heirloom seeds. Now, why would he do that? Why would anybody put heirloom seeds in a time capsule, except if he thought that the future generations may be threatened by some bad decisions we're making right now? Think about that.
Okay. I wanted to read this. In the United States, we do not have any government-mandated buffer zones between GMO and non-GMO crops. There was a study which examined corn pollen drift over a 10-year period, and it found that under normal circumstances, corn pollen could drift approximately 2.8 miles and cause some level of GMO contamination to non-GMO crops grown within that range and perhaps further.
You know, this is like
2.8 miles.
This is like a bad science fiction movie in slow motion to me. The reason I say it's slow motion is because it's going to take decades for all this to play out instead of an hour and 20 minutes. But this has all the markings of a bad science fiction movie.
But you know what really bothers me? What about that poor family farmer up in Indiana who was trying to grow non-GMO?
And he got contaminated.
He got contaminated and Monsanto sued him.
Yeah, and they made him kill his crop and they sued him. Yeah, I know. This is really sad.
He's kind of like the, when I talk about the heart-healthy walnuts.
Yeah, I know.
Always bring him up too,
yeah,
the Indiana
well, that's
farmer.
Good. No, but it's true. It's absolutely true because he represents hundreds of other farmers who've been treated the same way.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 614936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay. So, what do you want to go first?
The Cornucopia Institute.
Okay.
Because we were talking about earlier, it's hard now to know even where your food comes from. The Cornucopia Institute is actually, they've filed a legal suit against 14 industrial livestock operations producing milk, meat, and eggs because they're doing it illegally, and they're saying that they're organic and they're not.
Okay.
And after inaction.
And why does the Cornucopia Institute have to do this? Why isn't the Food and Drug Administration or the USDA?
After years of inaction by the USDA,
yeah.
Cornucopia started, they had aerial photographs taken of these companies, and it proves they have photographs of like the livestock. They don't have legitimate area for grazing, and they don't have access to the outdoors.
Right. And also, they're probably the feeds that they're feeding them, too, I bet. I've spoken to as well. But the bottom line is the USDA is the one that should be doing this, not the Cornucopia Institute.
But they're not doing anything.
I know. This is my point. Like, why isn't someone at the USDA being fired over this? See, I just keep coming back to the same thing. There's never any penalties for these people who do these things. Why isn't somebody, well, the Cornucopia Institute should be asking Congress to look into the USDA's lack of follow through in actions about laws that they're supposed to be taking action for.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them filing this suit against the farms, file the suit against the USDA. Let's call the spade a spade here. I mean, the USDA is sitting back. And it's like the nuts are running the institution now. People are doing whatever they want, and feeding it to people and calling it organic when it's not. The USDA needs to be coming down on them.
So the factory farms that they've filed complaints against are Smart Chicken, Redland Dairy, Raymond Facility, Natural Prairie, Crayhurst, Idaho Egg Ranch, Horizon Dairy, Hilltop, Green Meadow, Delta Egg Farm, Bushman Farms, which is Organic Valley. And you see that, and I see that everywhere.
Haybrooks in Saranac, Michigan, they have 85,000 hens per building and none outdoors. And these, it's supposed to be free range.
Aurora, Dublin, and Aurora, Coldwater. The two that I recognized were the Horizon Dairy and the Bushman Farms, which is Organic Valley. Those are the two I recognize.
Yeah, because, you know, people pay $6 for a half gallon, $6 for a gallon of Horizon's Dairy's milk, or $10. I mean, and they're not even getting what they pay for.
No, that's, it's.
Isn't that, like, if you advertise something and sell something different, don't you go to jail for that?
Evidently not. Not in this case.
See, what'll happen is Horizon's Dairy will get a slap on the hand, and they'll continue to do what they're doing. That's it. What do you want to talk about next? I know what story I want to talk about.
Okay, you go ahead.
Monsanto suggests Roundup herbicide treatment for many crops right before harvest, not just Roundup ready crops.
I guess they're not selling enough.
They're not. So
they need to make more money.
So let's talk about glyphosate for a second, because we haven't talked about it in a while. I started having a thought. There are lots of issues out there right now with sugar.
Right.
Right. People say, oh, sugar is bad for you. And it really is. It's, you know, we shouldn't be eating a lot of refined sugars. But I thought about something that nobody's talking about right now. So remember the story we heard? Was it on, did we watch a documentary or did we hear it on the radio, on public radio, about the cane farms? The guy, all the guys that work in the sugarcane farms, they're losing their kidneys.
Yes, I think we talked about that here on.
And we did.
Superhuman
yes,
Radio.
Yes, and we did. We talked about it here on the show. So there's all the cane farmers, they're losing their kidneys, and they all end up with kidney disease. They all end up dying of kidney disease, and there is a consensus amongst everybody that's working in the cane fields that none of this happened until they started spraying the sugarcane crops with Roundup. See, because what they do is they spray the sugarcane crops with Roundup. They're heavily sprayed crops. But then the night before they're supposed to clear a field by going and hacking the cane down, they burn the field. So all the leaves burn, and the only thing is left is the stalk itself. Now, Monsanto says, well, the problem is that Roundup is not meant to be burnt. The metabolites that are created from burning Roundup is the problem, not the Roundup. And I'll give them that. Let's say that's right. But what no one is talking about is, so while these poor guys are dying of kidney failure, the metabolites that are killing them is in the sugarcane. So they're hacking the sugarcane down, they're processing the sugar, and they're selling it all over the world. So even if Roundup isn't supposed to be burnt, it's being burnt in the process, which means that the sugar is being contaminated with the same metabolites that are causing kidney problems in those farmers. No one's talking about that. And that's important. In fact, I realize by some of these stories, you can't even trust the statement organic anymore. But if you're going to use sugar, you better be buying organic sugar. Because if you have something that had Roundup on it, and then they burnt it, and then they cut it, and they put it, ground it up, bleached it white, and put it in a bag and fed it to you, you got problems.
If you guys want to try organic coconut sugar, it's not as sweet as,
so
and
good.
It's really good if, you know, for cooking purposes during the holidays or something, because I know a lot of people don't eat sugar typically, normally. But the organic coconut sugar is really good.
And it has a malt flavor to mm-hmm. it. It's really good. It really, really is good.
Okay, so here they're talking about a blog called The Healthy Home Economist, who made waves, I guess, with a viral post suggesting that most people who believe that they cannot tolerate wheat actually cannot tolerate Roundup. And in the post, the author claimed that just before harvest, most of the wheat used in our foods is sprayed with herbicide Roundup right before they harvest it. Why do they need to spray it right before harvest?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe so that once they cut it and put it in silos and stuff, the bugs won't go eat it. I don't know. I mean, it's an herbicide. Nothing should be growing after it's cut.
Maybe that's
so that the weeds don't take over the field once the weed is gone.
The Post claimed, according to the USDA, as of 2012, 99% of durum wheat, 97% of spring wheat, and 61% of winter wheat has been doused with Roundup as a part of the harvesting process.
So you're getting a fresh dose of Roundup right before you cut the stuff down and feed it to people, basically.
So according to the Monsanto literature, farmers are encouraged to conduct pre-harvest Roundup applications on many crops. Monsanto explains how to efficiently use Roundup as a pre-harvest treatment of wheat, feed barley, oats, canola, flax, peas, lentils, and dry beans.
Oh, man.
So we're getting it from everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like feed barley, that's in barley what they put in beer?
Feed barley? No, feed barley is what they feed to animals, I think.
Well, don't they use barley in beer, though?
Oh, yeah, but they do use, barley and hops and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. And they use barley in barley soup. People go crazy for beef barley soup. I don't know. I mean, to me, in the beef production industry, you're not allowed to give a cow an anabolic hormone like Trenbolone. I think it's 6 or 7 weeks has to be the last dose before slaughter, because they don't want it to be in the animal when somebody eats it, in theory. Why aren't they subscribing to some of the same approaches within the produce business?
So is it my imagination, or are things getting worse, or are we just becoming more informed because of the...
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Definitely is getting worse. I mean, you have idiots like Mike Pompeo out there and people out there who are talking about things they don't have any knowledge of, unabashedly saying, oh, you know, this stuff is safe for you. Don't worry about it. I'm Mike Pompeo. I know. You know, it's like, give me a break. No one really knows. The scientists are divided. The truth is, there's scientists on both sides of this discussion. If the scientists are divided, why do we have people like Mike Pompeo protecting organizations like Monsanto and helping them poison more Americans until we know? It's sad. And on that note, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about school lunch.
Okay.
Because there's a school system that has rejected the current school lunch plan proposed by the First Lady. And they're losing their federal funding as a result of it, but they don't care. We want to talk about why this is important. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D.
Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We begin the new hour with a really good story. So, you know, we talked about the fact that the government should not be in our pantry because they really don't know anything about nutrition. All they know about is how to promote crops that they subsidize so they get money from them. And My Plate, the pyramid, and all this stuff, these are all created by the government, and they failed.
Well, it's not a pyramid anymore. It's the plate. Yeah.
No, My Plate, the food pyramid. Okay. They've all failed because we know that all the grains people were told to eat in the food pyramid are part of the reason that we have a diabetic, obesogenic nation here. Hence, the first lady decided to take up the gauntlet to help children have better food in schools. But remember, this is a government that likes Meatless Monday and says, you know, plant-based diets and vegetarian meals and all this sort of stuff. And food, you know, protein is devil, animal protein is the devil. You know, there's a big agenda right now to kind of convey that. And so the meal template that she put together for the schools was the kind of stuff you would never feed your child in reality.
The kids were complaining that they're starving, that they're hungry, that they didn't have any energy for their after school sports, that they weren't getting enough food. Actually, if you go to Twitter, a lot of the kids were doing hashtag thanks Michelle Obama, and they are posting pictures of their food. This has been a while ago, but there's some pictures on here of food that I wouldn't
this
eat.
Is on a national level. The thanks Michelle Obama hashtag movement started by children.
Yes.
In response to being forced to eat the food they don't want. And keep in mind, some of these kids' parents were making meals for them and sending them to school. And the school was taking the things out and saying, no, you need to eat more corn chips.
There's a picture here of, I'm not sure what it is. It's a bun with, it looks like it could be maybe some kind of fried meat. And it has a little thing of applesauce, and that's it. It's a sandwich and applesauce, and it's white bread. And the person wrote, "This is my lunch. I'm in high school."
Yeah.
There's no salad. There's no greens. It's just a sandwich of some sort that looks like it could be a chicken cutlet or, you know, fried something in applesauce.
So which state was it now? Wyoming?
It was Wyoming.
So the state of Wyoming decided to listen to their children.
One of the school district's business managers said that universally the children were saying, we are starving, we are hungry, this isn't enough food for us. And he says, we couldn't blame them because I looked at their school lunches and said, I wouldn't eat it either.
So now keep in mind that one of the things that was tied to this new school lunch program was the federal funding.
Federal funding. So they now these Wyoming schools that have dropped out of the school lunch program, the federal nutrition program, they now don't get any funding. But they've seen a 20% rise spike in sales because they are now serving different foods.
Now, instead of Michelle Obama, the first lady, Michelle Obama, seeing this information and taking it as possible legitimate feedback.
Learning experience.
Yeah, legitimate feedback. Okay, well, maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. Maybe, you know, because I'm sure that in her own household, if her children say, Mom, I'm starving, you didn't give me enough for food, she wouldn't go, shut up. You know, she wouldn't go, too bad. She'd go, okay, well, what would you like me to add to it tomorrow, right? But instead, she's furious that these kids are repelled by the food choices that she's made. And the Wyoming School District has now lost their federal funding because they refuse to follow her meal template.
And that's just another case of the government trying to control what we eat.
Yes, the government has no place in our pantry. They don't know what to eat. You know what? Look at some of these people that are running our country. They're overweight. They're sick. They're hardly the examples of ideal health and potential longevity. They don't know what to eat.
These schools in Wyoming are now offering locally sourced produce and beef. And they've observed some of the children asking for seconds now.
Now, think about this. How intelligent would it be for Michelle Obama to get up and go, you know what? This is a great idea. Food, everybody's talking about farm to table. Don't forget, Michelle Obama promotes farm to table because she has a little garden in the White House. Everybody thinks that, oh, she's got a garden in the White House. She understands. Well, she's promoting farm to table. And the reality is that she should promote that with the schools. Find local sources for the things you want to feed your children.
Yes.
Just make sure.
That's going to promote local economy.
Right. Exactly. And just don't feed your kids Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Papa John's. Just don't feed them the crap. That should be the mandate. We want them to eat whole foods, good organic vegetables, good organic fruit, and healthy lean cuts of animal protein, healthy eggs. We want them to eat good food. That should be her agenda, but it's not. It's not. And now she's pissed off.
There are 7 Wyoming school districts that have dropped out of the federal lunch program.
I applaud them. And I say what they need to do is they need to go to the parents and the families and say, help us feed these kids. They need to get some of the family farms to step up and show Michelle Obama that, hey, you know what? We don't need your money. And we'll do it on our own, and our kids will be happier and healthier. And you know what will happen? There'll be a movement across the country. Other kids will go, wait, we don't want to eat this stuff either. How can we get that food? That's what's going to happen. I hope.
With the new $1.1 trillion budget deal that was just proposed by the Senate, it's got some language in it that allows the schools to opt out of the school federal program if
that's
they choose
to. That's the way it should be. They shouldn't force schools to feed kids stuff that kids don't want to eat. This is what happens when the government gets involved in feeding people. This is it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, I mean, it's just very frustrating. That's all. I think the hashtag Thanks Michelle Obama is really funny. I wonder if she looked at any of them. I wonder if she, what are her daughter's name? Do you know Malika? I don't know their children's name, so I don't want to take an attempt at it. But I wonder if their children eat that kind of food in the schools that they go to.
The article that I read said that they don't because they go to private schools.
Yeah, they go to private schools. My children went to private school. I can tell you the lunches were awesome. They were lunches I would eat. I remember one day going to Chase's school to bring him something that he had forgot, a report or something, and he was in the lunchroom. I kid you not. They were eating shrimp. I'm not lying.
Their daughters are Malia and Sasha.
Okay, Malia and Sasha. Do you think Malia and Sasha eat the foods that Michelle Obama is demanding that everybody else's kids eat? Of course not.
In this article, it says potato sausage soup, firecracker slaw, California chef salad, all-natural Jamaican jerk chicken wings, sweet potato black bean bake, sautéed local greens, some kind of Alfredo, and sliced pineapple.
Wait. That's the food that the kids don't want to eat?
That's what they're having served to them.
Oh, to the children of the first family. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course. I was going to say, wait, that's the food the kids don't want to eat? Yeah, that's the food the kids want to eat. All the kids in America want to eat that.
Yes. And this is not a political thing.
No.
This is just...
No, because you can't politicize children. You can't, because kids, they want to like the president. They want to agree with the president, because every kid wants to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a small handful of kids out there can be politicized to the right or the left by their parents, but by and large, you can't politicize an entire group of children in school.
Well, children are so innocent. I heard a story the other day when Prince William and Princess Kate were in New York City. She went to a school in Harlem to visit the children, and they were told that a princess was coming to visit them. And they got all excited, but when she showed up, they were disappointed because they thought it was the princess from Frozen that was coming. And when they saw that it was her, they were really disappointed.
Just a regular person.
Yeah, so my point is they're just so innocent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is good feedback, and Michelle Obama should be going, look, maybe I made a mistake. My intentions were good, but I got it wrong, and we can get it right. That's how lawmakers should act.
They should listen to the people of the country.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't. How about this? I want to take an early break. Is that okay?
Okay.
When we come back, is there a story that you want to come back with? Because there's a story I want to come back with.
Okay.
I want to come back with the movement to regulate or ban caffeine.
Okay.
Anhydrous. I want to talk about this story because it's really important. It's not only a reflection on the dangers of excessive use of things that work, but it's also a reflection on the American mindset that everything needs to be regulated because everything is everybody else's fault. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish.
Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Sing along with me.
Hot time, summer in the city.
Okay.
I can't sing it because I don't know the words.
You're not old enough. I remember when that song came out. I was living in Brooklyn. Okay, so personal responsibility is something that we have all but gotten rid of in the United States here. People take no responsibility for anything. Look at obesity. I mean, look at anything today. It's somebody else's fault. It's never your own fault. So, and I feel terrible for the loss of any life. And I'm not making light of this, but I want to be clear about something. And we've seen this happen before. So a young boy in Ohio, a wrestler, died from a caffeine anhydrous overdose. His parents, Dennis and Katie Steiner, have gone on a mission to get the FDA to ban caffeine anhydrous. The FDA says they're going to look into this and see what kind of regulatory steps they can take if necessary. Through the whole interview this morning that I watched on Good Morning America, it's heartfelt. I would never want to lose a child. The parents go on and on and talk about the dangers of caffeine. You know, you need to put skull and crossbones on the bottle, and this stuff is poison, and blah, 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 blah. Then they mention, they say one thing, they just go right, they say this one thing, but they go right on. Okay? Even though their son took like 60 times, I think they said, even though the amount he took the recommended amount was 1/16, the bottle of caffeine anhydrous recommended dose was 1/16 of what he took. 1/16. So he took 16 times the recommended amount of caffeine anhydrous and he died. And then they go right past that and they go right back on talking about caffeine anhydrous is bad. It's poison. No, we don't want to see another kid this happen to them and so on and so forth. Okay. So I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about Taylor Hooten. Taylor Hooten died from supposedly anabolic steroid withdrawal when really he died from being put on when he stopped using anabolic. I had his father on the show. When he stopped using anabolic steroids, he went into severe depression. They put him on an antidepressant that has a well-known black box warning of potential suicide. He then hung himself and they blamed it on the anabolic steroids because the doctor who treated him didn't know anything about post-cycle therapy or symptomology related to very, very low testosterone. So she ignored this and just put him on an antidepressant because that's what doctors do. They go right for the arrows in their quiver. They don't think out of the box. And he killed himself. So Taylor Hooten's father went on a mission to make sure that this never happened again. He started the Taylor Hooten Foundation. Okay. The problem is Taylor Hooten's dad didn't blame the right person. He should have blamed the doctor who mistreated his son by putting him on an antidepressant that leads to suicide after being on androgen withdrawal.
Who did he blame?
Oh, he blamed everybody but the doctor. It's the anabolic steroids fault.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And he's been, I mean, you don't hear of him too much anymore, but he spent years talking on TV about anabolic steroids, not about antidepressants, ironically. Okay. So Dennis and Katie Steiner are on the media talking about banning or getting caffeine anhydrous banned. Their son took 16 times the dose recommended on the bottle. Based on this approach, every month 365 people are admitted into an emergency room for overdosing on NyQuil. Some of them die from compromised liver failure to acetaminophen.
How many people?
365 people overdose on NyQuil every single month. So according to their approach, NyQuil should be banned too. See, I'm going to say something really harsh, but it's the truth. And sometimes the truth stings a little. You cannot legislate stupid decisions. You can't. You can't get every person in the world and create a law so they don't make a stupid decision. Taking 16 times the recommended dose of caffeine anhydrous is a really, really bad decision. And it cost this poor young boy his life. And that's sad. But now we're going to ban caffeine anhydrous because one kid made a bad decision. And I understand where this is coming from. His family is in pain. They want to create some sort of meaning to all this. They want to create some sort of silver lining to all this. They don't want to just lose their son and go, well, he made a bad decision. We lost our son too. No, they want to turn it into a mission. They're being driven by it. I understand that. I can only imagine what it feels like to lose a child. It's got to be the worst thing in the world, nothing more. But you don't try to take a bad decision and create laws and ban products. Because if you did that, then we would have to ban everything on the planet today because somebody has misused it and caused their own death.
Okay. Let me tell you this real quick.
Okay.
Just a few minutes ago, I asked you if you knew what Stevens-Johnson syndrome was. And you said,
I said no.
Okay. So in California, on Thanksgiving Day, a 19-year-old girl had a sore throat. And she took, her friend gave her prescription for antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And the 19-year-old girl took one. When she took the medication, she started having a hard time breathing. And then she told her mom that her lips were burning.
Yeah, anaphylactic shock.
Her eyes, her throat, they started getting red. Then she couldn't talk. So her mother rushed her to the ER. She's allergic to antibiotics.
Bingo.
And so she's burning. It causes this Stevens syndrome causes burning inside the body.
Right.
So it's usually 30%, but she's 68%.
Burnt.
Yeah.
Internally
mm-hmm.
from this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so based on that, we should have a law that precludes anybody from ever taking an antibiotic unless they've been tested to find out if they're allergic to it.
Yes.
See, this is the point. There are people out there today, right now, this second, there's somebody out there making a bad decision that's going to cost their life. It could be driving drunk, right? I mean, you cannot legislate bad decisions. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the Steiner family. I'm sorry for your loss. And I mean this sincerely. I'm not being flip about it. But if you want to make sense of all this, go on a mission to communicate to young children and to the parents of young children to talk to their children about these kind of things. And if the parent has no knowledge of caffeine anhydrous, because you can't talk about it if you don't know about it, get the word out that high doses of it are very dangerous. You can't ban it. We can't ban NyQuil because 365 people a month show up in an emergency room someplace from taking too much NyQuil, and some of them die.
But what I find interesting is people choose to forget about all the pharmaceutical drugs that cause problems.
Yeah, and tobacco that kills people. It's everything. So, again, this is misguided. I understand where it's coming from. But you don't ban caffeine anhydrous because your son took 16 times. I mean, there's directions on the bottle. It says this is a dose. What if he had a sleeping pill because he couldn't sleep? It said take one pill at bedtime, and he took 16 pills. What would we call that? We would call that accidental suicide, attempted suicide, suicide. What would that be called? Right?
Right.
I mean, you didn't follow the directions. So what do? Create a law that says when you don't follow directions, you're going to go to jail. I mean, where do you go with this? You can't go anywhere with it. Mm-hmm. But I just feel that it's very, very misguided on their part. I understand why they're doing it. They want to make, create some sort of meaning, some sort of silver lining at the loss of a child. I understand it entirely, but you can't ban caffeine anhydrous because your son made a bad decision.
And just the allergic reaction on the girl that I was talking about, it's causing layers of her skin to separate, and it's creating lesions that grow into large open wounds.
Oh, my God. Just from one dose of an antibiotic.
Yes.
Jeez. Well, we have to take a break on that note. But I hope I haven't offended anybody out there with this commentary, but it's really the way I feel. So, all right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Can I do a little shameless pimp job for a second?
Sure. You don't have to ask me.
Well, I mean, I know you have a story you want to talk about. So, you know, we've been marketing Primal D now for some time. And we've been getting a lot of positive reviews. And I even sent the science to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who came on my show and talked about cholesterol sulfate and vitamin D sulfate. And she applauded the product and said that the dimethyl sulfoxide, the DMSO, that's part of the vehicle, actually creates sulfate in the skin without sun. And that this is by far the best vitamin D supplement she has seen so far. And she doesn't usually like supplements at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have a friend. He's been on the show. He's really an American hero. His name is Nathaniel Morrison, and he is part of he was a pararescue medic. And for those who don't know what the pararescue is, the pararescue parachute in behind enemy lines to recover American assets, people. And you usually bring a medic with you because people get shot in these missions, typically, and sometimes the people you're recovering are wounded. And so Nate Morrison is the kind of guy that we go to the movies and watch movies about. You know, I mean, these guys that are just nerves of steel and doing the kind of things that none of us have the balls to do. I could say that, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah, because that's not as bad as the SH word.
Okay.
Because you can bounce a ball.
I spelled it out.
Okay. So anyway, and Nate maintains a website that caters to special ops type people, training programs for special ops type people called RIKR Performance, RikerPerformance.com. So a couple weeks ago, he bought a bottle of Primal D. And of course, since I saw his name on it, I reached out to him and he told me that someone very close to him had suffered a very, very bad traumatic brain injury, and he had done some research, and vitamin D is supposed to provide some benefits, and he had been giving her an oral vitamin D supplement, and nothing had changed, and he wanted to try this. So I gave him some directions to up her dose to like 3 to 4 sprays a day instead of the 1 to 2, because I figured a therapeutic dose would be better. And he did that. And I didn't hear anything else back from him because he's a busy guy. And I never heard anything about it. And so I get a message on my Facebook wall the other day, and any of you, your friends, may have seen it, from Nate. And he posted this on his website. And this is paraphrasing. I'm cutting it back. A week ago, a very close friend of mine fell and hit her head. This caused a TBI, traumatic brain injury. This one was a bit worse because about a year ago, she was rear-ended at 50 miles an hour and sustained some damage then as well. So here she is, completely incapacitated. The damage was enough to devastate her senses. Taste was gone, smell significantly altered, ocular and vestibular inputs were completely scrambled. That means she was living in hardcore vertigo and spatial disorientation. I bought the highest quality vitamin D capsules I knew of, But as mentioned before, she was vomiting them back up minutes after taking them. Then I remembered that Carl Lenore of Superhuman Radio is selling a topical vitamin D. Carl helped me out in a big way by getting my order out the door and ensuring that he sent me some additional information on the product's use, which is, I told him to give her at least four sprays a day. The moment it arrived, I applied it. Did she feel anything that evening? No. I applied it the next morning. She slept half the day. This was the first time she had slept well, and then the first day she slept well during the day. Then she woke up. Good Lord. She was a very different person. Vertigo gone. Headache gone. Blurry vision gone. Nausea and vomiting gone. Extreme tiredness gone. Light sensitivity dramatically reduced. Fast forward 24 hours and several more applications. Light sensitivity is almost completely gone. All other symptoms are gone. Her energy is way up. Mental acuity fully restored. Cognitive ability fully restored. Now, this is his words, not mine. Nate is a really smart guy, and he doesn't like supplements, quite frankly. He told me one time, and he even put it in this email, 99% of supplements he feels are worthless. Okay? So for him to write this out about the product is a big stretch. Okay? V's recovery over the last few days has been a direct result of Primal D and the ability to get it to her without going through her stomach. I simply cannot recommend this product enough, and I must thank Carl Lenore profusely for his help. This has been no small contribution to the world, and I cannot recommend it enough. If you don't have Primal D, you need it. Now, I will also add this, that it was probably the contribution of vitamin D sulfate that probably sped her ability to recover faster, because as Dr. Stephanie Seneff discussed on my show, who is an MIT researcher, she's not some fringe scientist, that it's vitamin D sulfate that they're learning confers all the benefits of vitamin D, and that when you take oral vitamin D, you actually reduce the amount of vitamin D sulfate. Because you kind of fool, you fool the body. Yeah. Yeah. It gets the sulfate bond from the skin. So yet another potential reason why Primal D is the best type of vitamin D for humans to use. But anyway, thank you, Nate, for that. Very, very nice. Thank you. Okay.
So just real quick here, I thought this was interesting. There's a student at the University of Canterbury who did a study on marine pollution in Antarctica. Mm-hmm.
Antarctica, yeah.
And he did find chemicals that are used in cosmetics are showing up in the waters and polluting the marine life in Antarctica.
Antarctica. So keep in mind that's what's coming out of your tap, too.
Yes, and in your urine.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. It's coming out of your urine. You ladies who put those things on your face with parabens and everything else, goes into your body and you pee it out.
Not me. I'm use paraben free.
Right. Well, not everybody does. Not everybody goes to the extent that you do to seek products out that don't have certain things in them. And plus, when you shower, it's washing off your body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Asaya Passwater said on the show the other day, there is no new water. There's no new water. It's just recycled. And this is evidence of it. So it's coming out of your tap and it's ending up in Antarctica as well. It's scary.
It's very scary.
So everybody who's on the global warming bandwagon ought to get on this bandwagon as well.
Yes, but there's not.
No. You say that this exact, you feel like you're cheating, but you're not.
So. No, but why not? I mean, they're talking about global warming, why not getting all the things out of the chemicals?
Yeah,
the chemicals out of the water.
Yeah, and you know where that starts, folks? It starts at the water treatment plant in your hometown. If they were doing a better job, they admit it. They can't get pharmaceuticals out. They can just kill the pathogens.
But they can with the clearly filtered filters.
Yes, but my point is, it starts for it not to end up in the environment. It starts with water treatment plants on a large scale. They have to be getting these molecules out of the water before it comes out of your tap so that it doesn't end up in Antarctica. That's because each individual one of us, We're just purifying the water we drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to have very little impact on the environment. What's going to have an impact on the environment is all the water being treated differently. Every place where they treat water, it needs to be treated differently. Now, Mike Pompeo will tell you that's not necessary. Just eat genetically modified corn and you'll be fine. But other than that.
Oh, and I just want to mention, since we're talking about Clearly Filtered, they have a 10% discount for all of our listeners if they're interested in purchasing anything for Christmas presents.
By the 19th. Mm-hmm. All orders placed by the 19th will arrive by Christmas. Buy someone you really care about the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter. It's the greatest.
We did.
We love it. We've actually bought pitcher filters for five or six different people
this
year.
And we bought four of the water bottles for my niece and nephew,
my daughter,
your
Sid.
Daughter and her boyfriend, so that they can take them to school with them. And instead of drinking fountain water, they can fill it up and drink out of those.
Because
they're allowed to take water bottles to school.
So listen to this. So when I went to that choir event the other day, so Sid said to me, Dad, pointed at this girl, tell her why it's no good to drink tap water. I said, why? She said, they make fun of me because all I drink is bottled water. I won't drink water out of this tap. And so I looked at the girl. I says, do you drink tap water? And she said, of course. She goes, it's fine. She goes, and this is what she's being told by the mainstream, right? I said, it's not fine. It's not good for you at all. And then I looked at Sid and I says, we can't convince her. You just keep drinking the bottled water that you drink. But now we're getting Sid the Clearly Filtered bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be able to take the tap water and convert it wherever she goes.
Yep.
But my kids are making fun of my daughter for not wanting to drink tap water. Think about that. Just like they're teaching kids, well, GMO is actually a good thing. Just like they taught people back in the day, smoking tobacco centers the mind and calms the soul and focuses. And they had doctors on TV going, they had doctors smoking a cigarette and going, tobacco is good for you. It relaxes you. It calms the mind and it focuses the mind.
If anybody ever watched Mad Men, they had those advertising men who were working on ads for, what was it, Camel or one of those non-filter cigarettes. And they all smoked in this show. And it just was a very good representation of what happened back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And that generation is the one that ended up taking a dozen medications later in life. So they really were the model for what not to do.
Well, and cigarettes are so addictive. My aunt,
poor thing,
has lung cancer.
This is her second round of chemo.
Her second round of chemo, and she's still smoking.
She went for chemo. They eradicated the cancer, but she continued to smoke.
Yes.
And now she's going for a second round of chemo, but she's not going to stop smoking.
No.
So the cancer's not going to go away.
No. So basically,
it's sad.
Yes.
I know she probably feels like it's the last thing that she has to enjoy in her life, and she's not going to give it up now because what's it going to add? A couple months? A year? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably the way she looks at it.
But it's so addictive.
And every day, a new kid picks up a pack of cigarettes.
Yes.
This government is fine with that.
That kid in 60 years or, you know.
Sooner
could also experience what my aunt is experiencing.
Absolutely.
And her house had so much third-hand smoke in it.
Stuck to the wall. It stunk so bad of cigarette smoke that they're trying to sell it. They're going to have to just level the house.
Yes.
It's so sad. And now keep in mind, this is a sad story, right? And we know that tobacco kills people. And the government doesn't regulate it, but they make $5 a pack on it. So basically what the government is doing is they are allowing companies to kill and shorten the lives of Americans to tax our healthcare system. As long as they get their $5 a pack, they're happy with it. So, like I've said before, in the United States, you can kill people and not go to jail as long as the government gets their cut. It's the truth. If it's not the truth, then why is the government making money on tobacco today when it kills 400,000 people a year on average? So, okay. Do we have anything else?
No.
Okay. It's been a great week here at Super Human Radio. We have great shows planned for next week as well.
Yes, Monday's the good show I'm looking forward to.
Tell me what it's going to be about.
It's the probiotics and prebiotics and intestinal Dysbiosis. Dysbiosis.
Yeah. Because
gut health.
Yeah. So many people have IBS and GERD. I mean, we are the nation, the third most popular pills are pills that deal with GERD and stomach issues like Nexium and all that. So those are the third most prescribed pills in the world.
And did you say something about glyphosate and gut health?
Well, glyphosate disrupts microbes. That's how it works in the soil. And because if you eat it, it's going to do the same thing to your stomach. We had a scientist from Australia, I think, come on and talk about this, that's how it works, and it causes damage to the gut. So if you're eating anything that has glyphosate on it, you're going to have GERD or some problem eventually. And look who has GERD now.
Oh, President Obama.
President Obama just was diagnosed with acid reflux. That's the beginning of it. That's GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder. And it is rampant in this nation today. And people aren't asking why. All they do is they look at that stupid commercial with that guy, Larry the Cable Guy. When food you like doesn't like you, take Nexium. No, when food you like doesn't like you, don't eat that food. I'm telling you, it's scary, really scary. But at least we have each other in the superhuman nation to foster the right things to do to live a strong and long and healthy life.
Yes.
All right, we'll see everybody next week, and thanks for listening.
Bye.